Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Singer, songwriter, fiddler, and guitarist Sarah Watkins has worn many hats during her long career. She's still best known, of course, as a founding member of Nickel Creek, the progressive bluegrass powerhouse, with her brother Sean and mandolin whiz Chris Thiele. But she's put out solo albums, toured as a percussionist with the Decembrists, guest-hosted a Prairie Home Companion, and formed the trio I'm With Her with fellow singers Sarah Jarosz and Aoife O'Donovan. So, yeah, a long career. But remember, she started when she was 8. Her new solo album is called Young in All the Wrong Ways, and it brings Sarah Watkins back to our soundcheck studio, where she's going to start us off with a song called Like New Year's Day.
Quiet night, driving out to Harriet's again to breathe the air and soothe my mind. A stranger might get lost out in the emptiness if you don't know how to read the signs. If Harriet isn't there, I'll let myself in. 'Cause when she's gone for a while. I'll stay a couple days. This is just a little trip to get out from under the pile. This place has got a hold on me. It's got a hold on. Place has got a hold on me, it's got a hold on. Ooh. The desert will remind you who you ought to be, and it'll show you who you are. There's nothing to protect you or what you're hiding. And I remember when she found my mark. This place has got a hold on me, it's got a hold on. This place has got a hold on me, it's got a hold on. dawn is in my mirror once again, and light begins to
That is Sarah Watkins, live in the Soundcheck studio, and her song, Like New Year's Day, which you'll find on her most recent album, her most recent solo effort, called Young in All the Wrong Ways. Sarah Watkins singing and playing her electric guitar. Welcome back to Soundcheck.
So good to be here.
What a beautiful ending to that, to end with dawn, is just such a striking kind of image, you know? I also like that on the album, there's a beautiful Hammond B3 organ that's kind of sustaining the whole thing. Yeah. There's some really beautiful kind of sonic imagery on this record as well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
This was one of the ones that was kind of fun to play with that a little bit. Just the vastness of the desert. And like there's some little tiny little spark sounding like ding 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 ding, 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 ding. little things that John Bryan was doing on guitar that after he did it, I was like, that reminds me of like desert static, and he said that's what I was going for.
Yeah,
which was really cool. It was fun to find. It was really sweet that people put that kind of thought into their parts when they were playing on it.
Now, John Bryan is known, you know, for film music, but he also is known as a producer. But he wasn't the producer of this record,
No,
was
Gabe
he?
Witcher produced this record.
From Punch Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great fiddle player, great friend. I've known Gabe since I was 8. Uh-huh. And because we used to go to bluegrass festivals together, our families went to the same places in Southern California. There was a lot of festivals when we were growing up. And he's just been a really good, he's a great musician. I really trust his
ears.
Yeah, and just the stuff that, the music that appeals to him, the music that he's turned me on to has been really kind of wonky in these great ways. And stuff that we grew, that we both kind of love. Actually, Gabe was the first person who really got me into Ray Charles when I was about 20 years old. He was like, I said, what have you been listening to? He said, I've been listening to Ray Charles for like 3 years in my car. That's it. And you know, like Aeroplane, like Hartford stuff, like people that kind of are a little left to center in terms of, you know, what kind of gets out to the main.
Right, right.
In the folk world, anyway.
Obviously, right.
Ray Charles got out to everybody. But just in general, there's an appeal. Like, I just feel like I have a kinship with him when you're sitting next to people on the side of the stage listening to people, and you can feel what everyone's, what's special to the other musicians who are walking around. And
so
he and I link up on a lot of things.
Yeah. Is it unusual in the bluegrass world for, I mean, you were 8 when you started, you know?
I know. I think it's kind of normal, though. I mean, it's not abnormal, I should say.
Okay.
I was just up at the Grey Fox Festival, and there are all these kids hanging around in the campground, playing together, making pickup bands for the weekend, you know? And I think the unusual thing about my circumstance is that in Nickel Creek, we got together, and we just stayed together.
Yeah.
That was the unusual part.
Yeah. Well, you know, you and Sean are brothers and sisters, brother and sister, and will be forever. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
kind of stuck with each other to that extent.
Yeah, it's really nice to have that musical partnership.
And in Nickel Creek, you were the fiddler, but here you are, not a fiddle in sight, but a guitar named Pat.
This guitar came with the name Pat. Pat is very visible. It's written on the on the pick guard in kind of fake rhinestones, capital letters. And I imagine Pat played this guitar for many years, and I like it. There's no way I would take that off of that guitar.
So the album's called Young in All the Wrong Ways. And, you know, for someone who has been in this business for over a quarter century and is still young herself,
did the title have a specific meaning for you?
Well, I think, yeah, definitely has a specific meaning to me, but I think it's something that other people can relate to. I feel like everyone has these turnover moments in their life, you know, like every 5 or 10 years or whatever, when you're like, hold up, I didn't mean to be here this long, you know, whether it's a town you live in or a job or just a way maybe you're still living like a bachelor at the age of, of 50 and maybe you want to change that over, you know, like different things. You know, when you're a kid and school ends 3 weeks into summer vacation, you don't identify with the person you were at the end of the last school year. And I think that there are those kind of things, those kind of moments happen throughout our lives. Ideally, they happen throughout our lives and they, you know, give us, they show us that we kind of need to do some updating, little remodel.
Yeah. I thought maybe it was like a callback. Was it George Bernard Shaw who said, youth is wasted on the young?
Right. Yeah, it's that kind of sentiment.
Now, this is not your first solo record, but this one feels different somehow. You know, it sounds a little different. It has a different kind of tenor to it, I think.
It does to me, too. It feels like the first one. I think, ideally, all your records feel like the first record in a way because they, you know, it's my hope that every record that I make represents me now. Mm-hmm. And there can only be one record that represents you now, you know, in some ways. And, but, yeah, I think all three of my records are quite different from each other and... Mm-hmm. And it's been a long time. It's been 4 years since I made Sun, Midnight Sun. So in between, there's been a lot of other collaborations that have happened, a lot of other, you know, bands and music that's been made. And so if it sounded like Sun, Midnight Sun, it would be a step backward, I feel like, in some ways, because that's just not who I am anymore. So
right.
This record feels right.
Nice to hear Sarah Jaros and Aoife O'Donovan, your partners.
Yes.
in I'm With Her.
Yeah, you heard them on that Young All the Wrong Ways, which you played before we started. You can hear Aoife's high harmony part on that song.
They're the
singing section on this album.
Yeah. Well, the song you're going to do next for us is Move Me, which is, I don't know if you like, identified singles on this record as you were making.
We live in more of a focus track world now than
okay.
singles.
Focus
I think.
Focus track. Yes.
Where you debut like three albums on a website.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this was the first song that we did that I made a video for.
Yes.
And
a very memorable video.
I'm glad you think so.
I just, you know, the first time I saw it, I was like, how are these? Because it's you at a dinner table with a family of four other people,
mm-hmm.
and they keep freezing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like it's an actual freeze frame.
Oh, no,
it
no,
looks
no,
like they actually are.
They're just being still. Yeah. They were great. It was really fun. Alistair Ann directed that video.
Shall we hear the song?
Absolutely.
All right. Sarah Watkins is my guest here in the Soundcheck studio. Let's now hear this live performance of her song called Move Me.
Every step's been shown to you. Like all those years of school, what they said is what you say. What they saw is what you see. You like a clear drawn line, partition and define, so you can rest in knowing everything's as it should be. But I want you to move me. Want you to move me. I want you to move me. Oh, we've got our back and forth and always stay the course. Talking quickly doesn't leave much time for questioning. So much is repetition. We mimic old decisions and walk the same path just because we know where it will lead. But I want you to move me. the follow through. Take you up and bring you back, but you will not be moved. Want you to move me. I want you to move me. I want you to move me. I want you to move me. Move me, move me.
You know, the line about we walk the same path just because we know where it goes, you know, it sort of goes back to what you were talking about where you want to move on with,
yeah.
with each record. And it seemed to me that, you know, this idea of taking the road less traveled is kind of a metaphor for this whole record.
Yeah, or just not wanting to fall into ruts accidentally. You know, I have these moments when I think, oh, shoot. Like, I've been here for a while. I've been playing the same songs for a while, or I've been playing the same way for a while, thinking the same, you know, same way about the world for a while. And realizing that's just not where I want to be for the rest of my life. Mm. I don't want to be in that same place. I don't want to have the same opinions. I don't want to have the same, you know, be writing the same kind of songs for the rest of my life. I want to move forward. And
right.
sometimes that takes a little bit of disruption. Inwardly, you know, and I think that's a really good thing to feel.
How long have you been playing the guitar? Is that when did that?
Not long. I've been strumming guitar, you know, badly for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the first tour that I'm going out and playing guitar on most songs.
All right, so I mean that's out of your comfort zone.
Exactly.
Then.
Yeah, definitely. I'm a big fan of just jumping off of a cliff,
mm-hmm.
and having to figure out a way to land.
Did you workshop any of these songs?
You know, funnily enough, this is the first album that I did not do much of that on. I really wanted this album to be an unveiling of these new songs, and not have them on the internet before. I want the first impression to be the album. I don't
right.
want the first impression to be a live show.
Right. Or someone's cell phone capture
yeah.
of a song
totally.
From a live
mm-hmm.
show. Yeah. And the fall, you'll be doing a concert tour of the
yes.
songs from this record, including a date here in New York, October 5th at the Bowery Ballroom.
I love the Bowery.
It's a good room for a band of this size, too.
Yeah, I think it'll be really great. I've had many great nights at the Bowery. I just saw a killer Sarah DeRose show at the Bowery when she was in town with her fantastic band. I love it.
Okay.
I love it. You can always, it's a great place to see a show, and it's a great place to play.
All right. So October 5th, Sarah
Watkins. I wasn't
Watkins.
Selling it to the audience just then. Like, hey, guys, you'll be able, I was just complimenting the venue.
Yeah, it's a nice place. And unlike many other places here in New York, actually sounds decent.
Mm-hmm.
Should we get back to some music? You want to
okay.
you want to do Tenderhearted?
I'd love to.
All right. Once again, this is from Sarah's new record called Young in All the Wrong Ways. And while these are band songs on the record, Sarah is here solo today, just her and Pat, the electric guitar. Tenderhearted is the name of the song. Here is Sarah Watkins, once again live on Soundcheck.
God bless the tender-hearted who love us face to face.
Let me try that again, sorry.
God bless the tender-hearted who love us face to face, untempered and unguarded. They see through our mistakes with a hand.
Darn it. Let me do it one more time. I'm so sorry.
Third time's the charm.
God bless the tender-hearted who love us face to face, untempered and unguarded. They see through our mistakes. They've had loss and been broken more than we may ever know, but it's the tender-hearted who let life overflow. All the pain a world can bring, bruises more. Lights turned off inside of me, so I built a wall around my heart, keep it in and keep it out. But nothing when surrounded survives but fear. God bless the tender-hearted who love us face to face and share the loving kindness they were given on their way. They've had loss and been broken more than we may ever know, but it's the tender-hearted who let life overflow. Yes, it's the tender-hearted who let life overflow.
Yeah, there's a great old tradition of, like, country waltzes.
Yeah.
And that seems to come right out of that.
Yeah, I think that's probably always going to be in me a little bit. That song was kind of a tribute to these people who process crazy, crazy hardships. A couple of people in particular I was thinking of who I know of a little that they've gone through, and yet they just kind of radiate this incredible, powerful love out of them all the time, and it's baffling to me, and it's heartbreaking, and so, you know, that's the dream way of processing all the crap that gets thrown at us.
Well, so is art.
Yeah, I guess so.
Now, to put a bow on what you've been talking about a couple of times already, you know, this idea that these songs kind of pushed you out of your comfort zone. They represent a moving on, you know, that, as you said before, each record
it's
is you at
yeah.
a at, mm-hmm. at a the reality is that, you know, it often takes a while from the conception of a song to the release of the record and then actually going out. So are you already kind of looking at these songs as if they're in a rearview mirror and kind of remember, or are you still in that place?
I think, I think some of these songs are about, were inspired by specific circumstances, and others, I think, I will be feeling, they will feel current for a very long time. I think a song is not about a specific thing. It's about a big, big picture that you kind of sew together in 4 minutes.
Well, it's a great record. It's called Young in All the Wrong Ways. It is out now. Sarah Watkins, thanks so much for coming in, and great to see you again.
Great to see you, too.
This is Soundcheck.